Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and a new recording of Beethoven's first two piano concertos with pianist Boris Giltburg and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Vasily Petrenko. A mighty team to help us begin an exploration of Beethoven's piano concertos. He wrote five of them. Though only the first two are featured on this album, the rest will appear next year. I'll have more to say about the pieces in a minute. First, though, here's a bit more from the opening movement of the Piano Concerto No. 1 in C major, and yes, the piano does eventually start playing once Beethoven has done with his opening remarks. Beethoven was, among other things, one of the best piano players of his day, and he wrote most of his piano music for himself to play. He was also a renowned improviser, meaning he could make up music on the spot. This is, of course, common in jazz today, but once upon a time, it was also well known and much used in classical music. In fact, it was expected, and Beethoven was one of the best. The renowned piano teacher Carl Czerny heard him improvise and had this to say. His improvisation was most brilliant and striking. In whatever company he might chance to be, he knew how to produce such an effect upon every hearer that frequently not an eye remained dry, while many who would break into large sobs, for there was something wonderful in his expression in addition to the beauty and originality of his ideas and his spirited style of rendering them. This next music is not improvised. It's the slow movement of his Piano Concerto No. 1, but it shows one of Beethoven's other great gifts, his lyrical writing. Music so beautiful, it makes the world stand still. Thank you. That was from Beethoven's first piano concerto, the slow movement. As Beethoven matured as a composer, he pushed the boundaries of form, of harmony, of just about everything about music. Still, I would have loved to have heard him playing some of his earlier music, like this first piano concerto, that's so full of exuberant energy. The history of the first two piano concertos is a tad confusing. Beethoven started writing his first piano concerto after he started writing a second concerto, but due to circumstance and his own habit of continually revising what he wrote, the concerto that he started first ended up being number 2, while the concerto he started later is now called Concerto Number 1. In the end, it really doesn't matter much. Both concertos are wonderful. Here's a bit of the opening movement of his Piano Concerto Number 2.
Thank you.
That was from the opening movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major. In the slow movement of this concerto, Beethoven, the melodist, takes over, especially when the piano comes in just after the one-minute mark. It's simple and utterly beautiful. I've heard Boris Giltburg in concert several times and have listened to, I think, all of his recordings. His albums are a treat always. But if you ever have a chance to hear him live, do so. He is an absolute treat to hear in the concert hall. Time to continue the confusing story of his first two concertos. Remember I said he started his second concerto first? Well, he also wrote a completely different final movement, so what to do with that original movement? That eventually became his Rondo in B-flat major for piano and orchestra, which is also included on this album. Here's how it begins. Thank you. You have been listening to Beethoven's first two piano concertos from a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.574151, with performances by pianist Boris Giltburg, accompanied by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Vasily Petrenko. That's all for this podcast. I think I'll leave the final word with those fine musicians and, of course, with Mr. Beethoven. So here's the ending of his Piano Concerto No. 2. I'm Raymond Bechet. I hope you can join me next time. Until then, so long for now.